Okay, good evening. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Tes Shin. Earlier this afternoon, we did the last page of Simin Shin Ches. So now we are up to page 222. This is Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And we are going to be learning Simin Tes Shin, Se'ifim Aleph Beis, and Gimel Be'ezras Hashem. So says the Shulchan Aruch, again, we're continuing the Simanim of Muktzah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Aleph, Notel Adam Espino, Va'evin Biyado, V'lochashav Metaltel La'evin. Even though stones are Muktzah, rocks are Muktzah, if you have a child who's playing with a rock, so he's holding a rock in his hand, you're allowed to take your child, even though he's holding the rock. It's not considered that you are being metaltel the rock itself. That's only if he needs his father. He needs to be held. That if you don't take him, he's going to be sick. But if he doesn't really care to be carried by his father, then you shouldn't do this. And even when he does really need his father to carry him, to calm him down, that's only if he has a rock in his hand that you're allowed to pick him up. Aval, im dinar biyado, but if he has money in his hand, afil lechos hatinuk biyado, vuhul mahalich baraglav asur, then even to hold his hand as he's walking by foot, it's going to be asur. Dechashinu dilman nafil vasiyavul asuye, because then we have a chshash that he might drop the coin and then the father's going to pick it up and he's going to carry it. V'yeshomim shlo asur elekshu nosei hatinuk im dinar biyado, avalechos hatinuk. But then there's a second opinion that says, no, the only issur is if you're actually lifting the tinok, you're lifting the child. But if the kid is holding some money in his hand, and you're holding his other hand as you're walking with him, that is not your problem, that is not considered to be a violation of anything, or even a concern of anything. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nalif, Evan Biado, the issue over here is not an issue of carrying in a Carmelis or a Shosrabim. That's not what we're discussing. We're assuming you're in a Chatzar, there's no issue of carrying. The whole issue is one of Muktzah. Certainly if it's in a Shosrabim, when you carry the child carrying an Evan, that's as if you're carrying the Evan, and that's certainly going to be Asir. Gagu and love, and we said this is if the child needs the father, and therefore they didn't aser tiltul shalobiyadayim, carrying the moving around the stone not in this indirect way, because there's this level of sakana that the child needs his father or mother for that matter. Vim tomar, well, wait a second, if you can carry the kid and the kid doesn't have to be holding the rock, just shake his hand until the rock falls out, and then he won't be carrying the rock anymore. So Yeshlomer Shehitza Katinok Vivka, for anyone who's ever dealt with children before, that will make them cry. The Imnaf 11 Miyaratinok, and if the rock falls out from his hand, Osalag Biyav Litnala, you're not allowed to pick it up to give it to him, Dizel Tiltu Biyadayim, because that's directly handling the rock. Eli Yoratinok Miyaksev Viyak Biyatinok, Esa Evan Viyaksu Viyatlanu. You could take put the kid down on the floor, let him pick up the rock, and then you pick the kid back up. Avalim Ein, so then we said, but if the child doesn't really need the father, then you shouldn't pick him up when he's holding the rock. Because the picking up a child that's carrying a rock is as if you yourself are handling the rock and it's going to be Asr, and we're only Makel when he has Gaguin for his father when he really needs his father. Then we said that if he's carrying money, then you're not even, according to the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to walk holding his hand. Because the concern is he's going to drop the money, then you're going to pick it up because you don't want the money to be lost. And that we're not going to be matir even when there is a chashash choli. Because that's not sakonis nefesh. That's going to be carrying directly. Im din or biyado, rotzalomer does yuchel litos velomer, k'shem shetir b'shvel tinok. Lisa enu kishar dinar biyado afshem melem istaltel gamat dinar kach mutul lisa sedinar atzmo biyado achshenof of litna liyadatinok. The concern is that if you're allowed to carry a child who's holding a dinar biyado, so one might come to think that if I'm allowed to move the dinar when by picking up the kid who's holding it, maybe I'm allowed to move a dinar itself. Maybe if in order to save the money, so that's why, or if the kid drops it to pick it up for him, so that's why. even according to the second opinion that says that you're allowed to walk with the kid as he's holding a dinar biyado, but you're not allowed to pick him up when he's holding a dinar biyado. See if base kalkala shaisa nukuvos tamua be'evin. If you have a basket that had a hole in it, so they plug the hole with a stone. Mutal talzla. The basket is not mukta. You're allowed to be metalzla. Shari nasa kadafna, because the stone becomes part of the wall of the basket. It becomes part of the cleave. If you have a hollowed out gourd shell that you're using to fill up water from a pit or something like that, from a bar, so you would need to weigh it down with a stone, otherwise it will just float on top of the water. It's not going to be able to get you any water. So if you have a rock that's attached to it in order to give it some weight, if it's tied really well, that it's not likely to fall, so you're allowed to use it. Because then it becomes part of the gourd shell, which is part of like your bucket, and therefore it's fine. V'im lav aser, but if it's not tied on really well, then it's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav Nasa Kedafna. It only becomes part of the wall if it's really, really well attached to the basket, to the basket. When we say a gourd, it means that it's dried out and it's totally hollowed out. So it's used to fill water with. And the only reason there's a rock associated with it is because it would otherwise be very light and would float on the water. But if it's not attached on really well, then it's going to be aser, because the dala'as itself is muktzah, because it's a basis l'davar aser, since it's supporting the muktza rock. Siv gimel, kalkala malea peros ve'evin betocha. If you have a basket full of fruit, and among the fruits is also a rock in there. So imein peros v'tuvim gontein v'andavim. If they're moist fruits, where if you spill them out on the ground, they're all going to get ruined. So yitalosa kamoshi. You can pick up the whole basket as is. Shemiyinara peros mitocha yifsedu. Because if you try to empty out all the peros are going to get ruined. Avalim hein peros sheinum nifsadim. But if they're peros that will not get ruined by being emptied out onto the ground for a few moments, so you now aim, turn the basket upside down, shake out everything inside of it, and shake out the rock also, and then just put the fruit back in the basket without the rock. But that's only when you only need the peros or the basket. But if you need the spot where the basket is taking up, then you could just move the basket as is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kamoshihi, Avshiyesh Evan Betocha, even though there's a rock inside the basket, we said that if the peros are retuvim, you're allowed to move the whole basket. Dinasis HaKalkala Basis L'Isr Ula Heter, because the basket is holding fruit, which is Heter, and a rock, which is Isr. So it's not a Basis L'Davar Aser, it's a Basis L'Davar Aser Ula Davar Amuter. V'Heter Chashv Yoser, and the Davar Amuter is more Chashv, because it's food. U'Batel L'Isr L'Gaba, and therefore the rock, which is the Isr, is Batel to the Heter. V'Avikiluay no buses rock letter. It's as if it's only a buses for the heter. Even though you know for sure you're going to be moving the rock as well, so you're allowed to take the whole basket and bring it to wherever you need it to be. You don't have to start picking out fruit by fruit from the basket, because it might fall to the ground. But if the peros are individually wrapped inside this larger basket, then you should take out, and then instead of picking up the whole basket with the rock and everything, you should start taking out these individually wrapped peros, so that you will have them without having to move the rock at all. Avalim heim. So we said, however, if they are peros that would not get ruined, since there's a way to arrange it that you're not going to be moving the rock, they were not makel about this, even though it's a basis, and therefore if you're able to shake out the rock alone without shaking the fruits out, you got to do that as well, because even though it's true that a bus, this is a very sort of stick of din actually, that even though it's true that a bus is the davar asul davar mutter is not muktzah, you're allowed to handle a bus is davar asul davar mutter, it sounds like that's not l'chadchila. That if there's another way out, there's another way around it where you don't have to do that, it's better to take advantage of those other ways. Yina'arim, Meaning, when we're talking about the, you have these fruits that will not get ruined in the basket, empty out the whole basket with the rock, the fruits, and everything. And what it means is, and then refill the basket with the fruits to bring it to where you want it to go. But when you do that, you want to make sure the fruits don't get scattered all over the place. Because to gather scattered fruit is a violation of Uvdu D'chol. Maybe Ma'amer also, but certainly a violation of Uvdu D'chol. But if you need the spot where the basket is taking up, then for sure you're allowed to move it. Because then you can't just shake it out. Because then the rock might fall onto the place that you need. So therefore you could take it as is with the rock inside of it and bring it to wherever you want it to be and shake it out there. Or just put it down somewhere else so that you can have this space that the basket is taking up. So let's review what we learned tonight. In Seif Aleph, we said that if your kid is holding a rock and he really needs you, you're allowed to pick up the kid. If he doesn't need you, you're not allowed to pick him up. But there are two deos. If he's holding a dinar, you're not allowed to pick him up even if he really needs you. But if he's there are two deos. If he's holding a dinar, whether you're allowed to continue walking with him, holding his other hand. In Seif Beis, we said that if a rock became part of another kli, either it plugged a hole in a basket, or it was used as a weight on a bucket, as long as it's tied on really, really well, it's not going to be muktzah. If it's not tied on really well, it will be muktzah. And then in Sif Gimel, we said that if you have a basket that has both peros and a rock inside of it, so if the peros cannot be spilled out, so it's a bustles davar asul davar mutzah, so you're allowed to move the whole thing all at once, but if the peros can be spilled out without getting ruined, you should do that in order to not have to rely on basas davar asul davar mutter, and if this, you need the spot where the basket is taking up, you're allowed to move the basket even lechachila, even though it does have the rock inside of it. Okay, Bez Hashem, our next year will probably be Monday night after Yantif, probably on Zoom only, and that will, and that year we'll do Si'if Dalid only, probably is my guess. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos and a good Yantif.